All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with, yeah, you guessed it, we're back with Where It All Began. Told you we were bringing it back. Oh no, I missed Daphne. Damn. If I had just known. Oh well. Sure. Meh. I just wanted to give you two some time alone. There's only so much I could do to ease your mind about tomorrow. Speaking with a third party can be very effective. Nothing can really ease my mind. I need to stop being a little bitch. You're not a little bitch. Don't give a damn about the thoughts and words from people that aren't affected. It's easy to say, just do it. We all deal with our demons at our own pace and way. I wish I had giant breasts so that I could put your head on them and tell you everything is going to be okay. Well, if you were in the other game, you wouldn't have a problem with that. Sounds nice. I guess my ass has to do. Do you want to head home? Yeah. You were right. Speaking with a third party has eased my mind. No matter what happens, there are people I can come back to. You know, that does have downsides. She passes gas. We're in... Woo! Wait a second. Do you plan on sleeping with Daphne? What? The open relationship stuff. No, I have no plans to sleep with anyone right now. You would also need my okay. I know, and I also know that you would never give Daphne the okay. Exactly. She's too close of a friend of yours. Exactly. There's a high chance that she developed feelings. Smart girl. Well, I do not plan on breeding her. What, is that how we talk? I shall not breed this one! I might get myself a tame spider, too. And she'll follow you around and report to me if you do something bad. Good to know that I will now kill any spider in sight. It will be trained to walk in the shadows. I am excited to see Leah. Be careful with her. Hmm? She and I were very close. She was my partner in crime. She will see you as something negative. I'll survive it. I'm serious, Miru. She's going to be a pain in your ass. As long as she uses lube. I doubt she will. Alright, let's go to sleep. Okay, I'll see you in the bathroom. Hopefully, nude. Okay. They did the thing. Ugh. Moans. Ugh. Good morning. My back hurts. I'm good. I am good? Great. Fucking couch. Ah! What? It's the spider? Miru gasps and jumps back. No threesomes. We talked about this, Jifritzel. I told you to keep that thing in a vault. It just wanted to see Daddy. You fucked a snake? No, her name was Medusa. And you know I suck at pulling out. See? He hates you. I hate him more. But the day will come when he makes a mistake and then you'll find him on a stick filled with marshmallows. Stop that! You know how sensitive he is. He'll have nightmares. I am his nightmare. I'll take a shower. Join me if you want sex. And if I just want to shower? Then wait until I'm done. Hey. I understand your concern and I will keep it under advisement. Hey, don't be sad now. Someday I'll buy you an enclosure that is so big that if you'll break out, you'll still be in it. Let's get you back. Grim! We talked about this. No sneaking up with the fox walk. I couldn't help it. The quietness that filled the room was too beautiful to disturb. Quiet moments like these are valuable in a fast-moving society. I need to relieve some stress. We might need to hit the gym. The gym will not help you in this case. I can help you with stress relief if you move your butt over here. You go up to Miru. Miru gently grabs your hand and places it on her breast. Hold her. And tell me what is on your mind. Is that how we're doing it? I keep overthinking. I always refuse to think about the way I left. But looking back, completely objective, I did it in the most selfish way possible. Fuck. Uncertainty was a comfortable blanket, and I am about to throw it away. Uncertainty is nothing but illusion. Your subconsciousness is played by shadow, and it expresses itself in a set of irregular depressions and night terror. Man, the way this is written, I'm almost wondering if I should put my novel into an AVN, because if people like this, they'll like what the hell I wrote. And it would fit as an AVN as well. It's a silly thing about it, even though it was written 15 years ago. I'm not kidding. It feels like I'm suffocating. I see Helen's eyes staring at me with rejection. Not hate, just indifference. The human mind loves to think about the worst case, irrational what-ifs. You cannot prepare for what is ahead, but I can assure you it won't lead to such things that your mind is currently displaying. It's been so long. Yeah, it's been long enough. It's time to face it. I'll take a shower and then we'll hit the road. Okay. I'll meditate. What's wrong? How did you know something is wrong? You always raise your shoulders a little whenever something is bothering you. Daphne wrote me. What did she write? She asked how I'm doing. How dare she? She's a good friend, but I cannot oversee the attraction she has for you. I understand it. What happened that one evening, I don't want, you know. You both had something to drink, and it was a very emotional scene. I pick my words very carefully. A spoken word can never be taken back. A word that was spoken in the heat of the moment does not hold up. Still, I forgave her, but our relationship has been tainted. You promised me something last week. You did? The pictures. Oh, right. Come, let's do them. The pictures? What pictures? What is the point of taking all these pictures if you aren't posting them anywhere? He is right. We were just having fun. We didn't know. We were creating memories. She always talk like a romance novel? Every picture I take or gets taken will be a memory at some point. I don't know what the future holds for us, but when I'll look at these pictures in 30 years and you and I are not together anymore for whatever reason, I'll remember it all. That might be a bad thing. The annoyed look on your face when you took around 100 photos of me and realized the pose was not flattering and you had to take another 100. The way you sometimes smile when I hit a specifically good pose, often when my butt is in focus. What can I say? I like your butt. And my butt likes you. Alright, get in position. Well, isn't that nice to know? Well, she does have a nice butt. Show me some boob. Again, we're still in the safe for work territory, guys. I am not gonna flag a video because it's got titties. I will flag a video if we see some other things. Alright, get into the car. What up, Magrid? Magrid? Is it Magrid? Hello, Grim. How are you? Good, and you? It could always be better. But hey, I bought your book a few days ago. Oh, well, I hope you like it. The first few pages were very promising. I'm glad to hear that. You know what? I think you placed that spider beforehand. Why would I do that? Victory? But how would I be able to control the spider if I placed it there beforehand? Maybe it's a special kind of spider. A tame one that you can order around. And at night, you sneaked out of the apartment and trained it in the back of a secret pet store. Where you also had illegal spider cage fights, and she was the one who survived and got marked with the blood of its enemies. It was the only spider you could trust to handle this mission. What can I say? You got me. I have my 8 eyes on you. Get your hand out of my pants. My grid could see us. I don't want her to get in trouble. Own my grid. Magrid the Grey. Magrid Potter. What? I don't know, haha. Would you fuck Magrid? What? You said you have a MILF fetish. Would you fuck her? I guess. Oh my god, I hate it. But thanks for being honest with me. I'm sure she's hot on you. She always lets it hang when you're here. Well, I did flirt with her a little before. I'm aware of that. Nothing over the top, though. Wormy crackers. I don't know if I trust them. We should get some snacks for later. Snackies for our great adventure? Yeah. Leave that to me. As you know, I'm a snacky connoisseur. Have you ever wondered about ribbed condoms? What about them? We should get some. We've never used them before. No cream pie for you, then. No, you'll pull it off before you come and get back in. What a hassle. Those are the rules, mister. I'll choke you with it. You know I like that. A ribbed condom. Imagine having a breadcrumb in the condom. I assume that would hurt. Top 5 things next to being slurped out by a spider I don't want to experience. You did pack some clothes. 2 bags. You don't need that much. We're only staying for like 2 days. I need to be able to adjust to the occasion. As long as you carry them yourself. I'm stronger than you anyway. You push your front into her ass. Hey, you know the rules. Article 14, a dry hump that leads to too much arousal has to turn into a full-out sex act. Soon there will be no turning back. No, we really need to leave. Yeah. Sure. Ah! Hey, I have to leave you alone for a few days. Just in case it will take longer, I'll make sure to come home and take care of you. Daphne will look after you. Try not to bite her. And please, do not, for the love of God, escape. Love you. Oh, loves a snake. I only need to pee. Oh, fuck my ass. Ouch! What is going on here? Hey? Hi. Road trip? Yeah, you could say that. My name is Danny. I'm Grim. And why are you here? Just heading back. Back is the best. Sure. Ah, my butt! Fuck this car! Hi. Hi. Wanna draw? No thanks. Where's Bambi? In there. I like your eyes. Thanks. Bright-eyed Asian and a dark-haired guy with different eye colors. Most unique-looking couple I've ever seen. The backstory makes it even more unique. I have time. I sadly don't. My friends don't know it yet, but this will be the last time we'll all be together. Last year of college? Yeah, it was one hell of a ride. I will miss these bitches so much. Contact will eventually fade. Make sure to enjoy every second with them. It's true. I'm trying. We don't know it yet, but some people we've seen just a few years... We don't know it yet, but some people we've seen just a few weeks ago we'll never see again. I wish time stood still. I don't want this to end. I'm not ready yet. Neither am I. Farewell, Danny. Farewell, Grim. Did you know her? I've never seen her before. It would have been funny if she was an old friend or classmate. 20 minutes and we should be there. Good. I can't wait to meet them. I wish I could say the same. It'll all be good, and if Kate tries to pull something, we'll beat her up. You let out a small laugh. We're a team. We got this. Someone is coming. She's beautiful. Leah. Leah hesitates for a moment, taking in every inch of you. Grim. It's good to see you. Indeed. Hi, I'm Miru. What happens if we hug her? She twitches a little as you hug her. I didn't expect a hug. It's the least. Hi, I'm Miru. Hello, as you might know, I'm Leah. Yeah, he told me about you. Oh, did he? And what did he tell you about me? Just that you two were close. Yeah, just close. Let's adjourn inside. I don't really like the hug thing. Let's go back to shaking her hand. That seemed better. Sorry, guys. I want to make sure I make the right choices. The choices that I think are the right ones to make. There's no right or wrong in these. Yeah, just close. Let's adjourn inside. Okay. Fuck. Are you okay? What do you think? I think we'll get through this. We're a team. You can always count on me. Please sit down. One moment. This is a very tense situation. As expected, she's hostile towards me. How do you know? I feel that there is no empathy in her words towards me, also the standing on her toes to appear taller, and the words she directs at you are full of resentment. What exactly happened? I'll tell you that some other time. I think this'll help. Weslish Hemisfar. You remember? Of course I do. It's the first time we got drunk. Correct. I could take our stuff to our room and you two talk. Yes. Upstairs left in the third room. My old room. Your old room, but renovated. Oh, really? Dylan changed it. So he could forget about me. Don't be such a fucking retard. You say nothing and just look at her. I am sorry. No, it's my fault. I am aware of that, but I shouldn't lose my cool like that. You can use me as a punching bag if you want. I might hit you up on that. Was it necessary to bring her? Yes, she's my girlfriend. That's great. She should never leave you out of her sight for even a second. Okay, I get it. Can you stop this shit now and tell me why I had to come? Leah proceeds to stare at you. I know how hard it is for you to speak with me. It's hard for me too. Ugh. Now please, tell me about Helen. Well, you see, Helen got into an accident. Go on. She doesn't speak anymore. What? She is mute. Why? Nobody knows. The doctor said she should be able to talk, but she doesn't. Like, no words at all? She shakes her head. So the cause is psychological? Most likely. What is she doing all day long? Almost the same as before. She reads, she does sports, and acts like nothing ever happened. I can't imagine that. That her voice. Holy fuck. Where is she? Upstairs, I assume. I have to see her. Yeah. Is she here? I just told you that she... Oh, Katie. I don't think she's here. I see. Is she still the same? She will never change. Follow me. When are you going to leave again? When I decide it. Anything else I need to know about before I go upstairs? Besides the immense mental pain you caused her? No. She turns around. And how easily all this stuff could have been avoided if somebody had stayed? Fuck off. Are you in post-nut clarity or why are you so damn annoying? She just stares at you. I'll just pretend you didn't say that. Excuse. Who are you, M.H.? Oh, fuck. You scared the shit out of me. You didn't answer my question. I live here. Miro holds in for a second. You must be Dylan. He nods. Are you a friend of Katie? I am here with Grimm. What? You... Grimm? Mm-hmm. M-H. I think this... I don't know if that means... Huh? I don't know what they're saying there. Where is he? Inside. I... Let me help you with this. Thanks. Why isn't Grimm helping you? He was with Leah and she doesn't really like me. I gave them some alone time. He says nothing. I am sure I know the room Leah had in mind for you and Grimm. You don't want to speak to Grimm first? Of course I want to. It's... I understand the illusion of safety that uncertainty can give you is not to be underestimated. But it's just an illusion. So this is his old room. I wonder what kind of weird things he must have done here. When he first explored his body, giggle. It seems like you're about to lose it. Is that obvious? Oh yes, you're sweating profusely. Dylan inhales deeply. There's no point in dragging it out. Please send Grimm up here when you're done. Tell me what you know. Everything I'm going to tell you is an assumption, not a fact. You said you think Dylan has something to do with it? I'm not sure. Maybe. He and Helen are, well, let's not say in the best place. Which is obviously your fault because I assume you're aware of this. But in general, the standing of this family has been severely damaged. You let it slide. Around 3 weeks before Helen got into the car, accident. You don't believe it was an accident, otherwise you wouldn't have called me. She nods. And you think he has something to do with it? Maybe. He was an asshole to us, but I don't think he would ever hurt Helen. Oh, and you're able to judge this? Yes, that boy that ran away? Can you stop it? I wish I could. You both take a second, and you take a look around the garden. You need to speak to someone. Who is it? Monica. Monica Seibert? Yes. She is a police officer and was leading the investigation on Helen's case. I'm pretty sure she hates me. Trust me, she hates me more. I know, you bullied her. How dare she take what's mine? You know what happened between me and her. She'll shoot me. I can't blame someone for wanting to shoot you. Do I need to slap the shit out of you? Even as kids, I was the one who did the beating. We aren't kids anymore. I'll talk to you later. Look what the cat dragged in. Dylan. Listen, Fuck. I wasn't prepared for this. Neither was I. I don't know what to say except that I'm sorry for how things went back then. Leah, she told you about Helen? She did. What did she tell you, if I may ask? On the off chance that he has something to do with her accident, I can't let him know that Leah suspects him. Nothing, really. She just wants me to speak to Monica. Oh, what? She has not forgotten. How do you know? She's kind of hostile towards me, too. She always gives me the stink eye. Can you blame her? You lied to her. You fucker. I lied for you. I know. Thanks. You look skinny. Life leaves its marks. I assume things aren't great. Leah and Katie mostly keep to themselves, and Helen had an accident. Well, things between me and Helen aren't great in general. There's turmoil brewing between families, and it's severely affecting our lives. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm glad you're back. I'm not back. I'm just here for a few days. It's not what I meant. I'm glad you're back in our lives. I'm surprised. I thought you... Don't say it. It's bullshit. I met your girlfriend. Oh? Where is she? I brought her upstairs. She's a beauty. She's awesome. I gotta see Helen. Yes. You don't move. Anything I should keep in mind before I go upstairs? Too many variables. It could go either way. But don't play the victim. She'll rip you apart. And call her Helen. Nothing else. It might set her off. You'll have to earn it first. Hello? Helen? She steps into the room without noticing you. Her eyes are fixed onto her laptop. You stare at her in absolute terror. Hey! Hey, are you okay? Helen moans slightly as she holds the back of her head. You stare at each other for a few seconds. Hey. Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna leave off for now. We'll pick this up tomorrow with more Where It All Began. I'm out.